I had kept the dress, in a bag at the bottom of the wardrobe. I kept it for ages, wondering if I would ever have the guts to report what had happened to me. But as my self-esteem sank lower and my weight crept up, I began to feel too disgusting for it to be believed that I was sexually assaulted. I have to say, I know how desperately sad that is. I know that violence, and particularly sexual violence, is about the inadequacy of the violent person, not the victim. That it is about power, and not ever about looks or clothes or even sex. There is not ever anything about an innocent person that invites violence. I know that now. I knew it then, too, intellectually, but I didn't feel it. I felt disrespected because I had been disrespected. I felt easy to ignore because I had been ignored. I felt that as the famous man and his friend had seen disrespect and disdain and violence as the correct way to treat me, then that is what I clearly did deserve. Somewhere in my core, no matter what I knew, that was how I felt, because that was how I had been treated. For a long time then, in addition to the denial, I was no longer a confident enough person to report my assault and expect to be believed. And in the end, I took the dress out of the bag I had stored it in, washed it, and wore it to my waitressing job. I was too fat to wear it as a dress anymore, it was too short, but I could wear it over trousers and at least reclaim it. My apron hid the cigarette burn. The weight I carried was another means of hiding. I had spent most of my teenage years deliberately restricting calorie intake, writing down everything I ate, working on honing a very slender frame. I was still a teenager when the assault happened. Afterwards, I hated my body so much that I couldn't even look at it. I felt sullied, and I felt that my body somehow had let me down. It had enticed them. It had worked against me. So, to punish it, to ward off male attention, and for the dopamine hit, I expect, I ate. I ate to feel something, to taste something, sugar and salt, and to stop thinking. I had periods of control of my eating when I didn't think about it, a blissful state. And then I had periods of feeling out of control of my eating and deep self-loathing. At those times, the voice in my head was particularly vicious. You are so fucking weak. You're so fucking disgusting. Why do you never get your shit together? Behind metal Venetian blinds, in a side room at Islington Police Station, I finished describing, in broad terms, my experience with the famous man and the wolf, and handed over my old Filofax and the taxi receipt with Ken's name and number scrawled on the back. Reporting violent crime is not for everyone. There are no rules. But to me, making this formal statement felt like getting a little of my shit together, like taking back a modicum of control. The officer smiled. I believe you. That is the first thing you have to know. Relief flooded my body.